Embrace you, Rage. Richie and Grego, Sybil hanging out at Surprise Stadium down the street, still watching Rangers, Padres, guns up arming. We'll talk to Ron Washington about Yu Darvish's very successful start and get his booty on back here. We'll hear from Guns Up Armin and a Rangers report. Let's try 5:15 for our Air Armin on his day with you. Not you, but the other you. You know what I mean.
My good buddy Michael Black texted in. He said, it's nice to know that Keith Brooking is stealing money from someone other than Jerry.
Really?
Yep. Good line.
Funny dude you hang out with.
Good line, Michael. One-liners. Good line. If everybody doesn't know, Keith Brooking's trying to screw Wells Fargo out of a $1.996 million. Can't cover a tight end, can't cover a running back. Doesn't seem like he can cover his debts. Let's just be fair.
Can we talk Rangers baseball? Not bad Cowboys one-liners.
That was a good line.
Was it?
If it were Dez Bryant, we'd be leading every segment with it.
True.
Got to be fair.
Except for this one. This one's Rangers baseball. Grego, in your dealings with the Rangers, has Nelson Cruz been an approachable kind of a cat?
See, I'm so far removed from clubhouses. I mean, this is the first time that I've covered clubhouses in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I missed, you know, 2 years when I was fired and feeling sorry for myself. But up until then, like when I was at the ticket, we really didn't go in the clubhouse much when we were down here. And for some reason, you and I didn't last year. I don't know why. Probably laziness on my part.
No, because we stayed 45 minutes
from
here.
That's right. It was.
And I had a job at the Dallas Observer that made me work 24-7.
Yeah, so you wouldn't allow me to do it.
No,
it's your fault.
Yeah, you wanted to go in the clubhouse all day.
But I'm having a blast now. I mean, we're just right down the road.
Yeah.
And basically, I guess I'm doing my job now by going to the clubhouse. And I'm, you know what? I can't wait every morning. I love going in there because it's just cool.
Yeah, every morning it's Rage on the Rangers. It's me, it's you, it's Guns Up, and it's Sexy Sidekick Sybil. And Sybil has no preconceived notions about anybody. Like, you were trying to tell her, now, Sybil, a Major League Clubhouse is a rough place to be.
I told her.
She bounces in there wild-eyed and bushy-tailed, like, everybody's my friend. She has no preconceived notions about being intimidated by anybody.
No, that's why I told Sybil when she went in the first time, they may be mean to you.
And Sybil, have you had any inkling of anybody being mean to you?
Knock on wood, no. In fact, even when we talked to Nelly Cruz and I said, hey, Nelly, can we get you for a second? And he goes, no. And then I looked at him and he goes, ha, I'm just kidding. Come on.
Sybil's like kryptonite in these places. Greg, I'll go up to him and they're like, get out of here.
Wait a minute.
There's Sybil. Yeah, I got time.
Well, I mean, look, Sybil goes up to some guy and I go up to some guy. Who's that player going to talk to?
Me?
I mean, seriously.
I mean, Sybil.
You know?
So me and Sybil kind of, this is going to sound on the board. Me and Sybil have been double teaming guys all week.
Right.
And today, Sybil goes, let's go talk to Nelly Cruz. And me and Greg look at each other and go, I don't know if he's real. And you're like, let's just go talk. And I'm like, okay. With Sybil and Tony,
well,
let's go talk to him.
You know, I'll ask any of them. So, I mean, I've always been that. What's the worst thing you can do? Tell me it's a stupid question.
No kidding.
No, Josh did not say stupid. Did not. Got to be fair. Said crazy.
Yeah. So we bounced over to Nelson Cruz, who was sitting down in his locker. We had about 10 minutes before the clubhouse was closed. And, of course, he smiles his smile and says, yeah, I got time for you. And we got gold from Nelly Cruz, who started out. I asked him, everybody's buzzing about you, Darvish Day. Do you ever remember an excitement over a spring game like this?
No, I never heard that about it. It's going to be like Chinatown in Peoria today. All the Chinese going to go there, and I know they're going to enjoy it. You know, everybody's just expecting to have a good start, and he got the ability to do it. So.
called you Darvish Chinese.
Chinatown. Like, it's the emphasis is on town, not China.
Chinatown and...
Chinatown.
It'll be Chinatown in Peoria. Does he think Yu Darvish is Chinese?
Maybe.
Chinatown. And
does he think every Asian is Chinese?
Just like every Hispanic is Mexican.
Would he
People
like
probably
it if,
call
if
him
Yu
Mexican.
Darvish went up and go, hey, what's up, Mexican brother?
Probably
would he like
not.
That? He wouldn't even care, would he?
You know what? Let's try that tomorrow.
Oh, Nelly? Thanks for the Mexican interview yesterday.
No. Let's go up to him tomorrow.
Gracias.
And say, do you have any problems, you know, being a Mexican player in the major leagues?
You think he would bristle or just go, I'm used to it?
You know what? I'll try it. We'll do it tomorrow. And then if he goes, I'm not say, well, you called you Darvish Chinese.
We got to hear this again. This is Sybil and I bounced over to Nelly Cruz today, sitting at his locker in his chair, and the first question was about you. And have you ever seen excitement like this before, Nelly? Give it to us.
No, I never heard that about it. It's gonna be like Chinatown in Peoria today. All the Chinese gonna go there, and I know they're gonna enjoy it. You know, everybody's just expecting to have a good start, and he got the ability to do it. So,
what a priceless quote! I love that.
Even the Chinatown in Peoria is funny. The rest of it is what the what. I'd like to try to transcribe and diagram that sentence.
I love that, but see, that goes into my theory that in this day and time in professional athletes, that you can be on a team and you know nothing about your teammates, and maybe not even have ever talked to them.
All right,
because I still say there were players that Troy Aikman never talked to that were on the Cowboys team, never said a word to.
All right, we kept going with Nelly Cruz, not a one-on-one, but a two-on-one with Sybil and myself. And Sybil asked him, what are you doing all your time off here in Surprise?
Today, I have practice with the team. You know, yesterday, we leave early. We practice in Scottsdale, but today, we're going to practice all together. They go play Peoria, and we stay here and then go home.
But are y'all all going out together at night, having team dinners, team lunches, anything like that?
Yeah, we usually have one dinner for all the outfielders once in the spring training. We haven't done it yet, but we probably do it next year. Next week or this week.
Did he say
outfield dinner?
Dinner?
Yes, he
Diener.
Did.
I thought he said beaner.
No, that's how Mexicans say
and
it.
I was really going to call him in then.
an outfield beaner? No, he said outfield dinner.
I swear, it sounded like that. I'm like, okay, dude.
No, he wasn't going
Chinese?
That
no, you said beaner?
All right, and Grego, I had to ask this question.
Yeah, we usually have one dinner for the...
He said beaner.
No, he didn't.
Diener.
Play it again. All right, listen for diener.
Yeah, we usually have one diener for the...
Boy, that's close, man.
Why would he have a beaner? Why would he have an outfield beaner? Would that make sense?
Let me hear it one more time.
We usually have one diener for the...
That's a B.
Why would he have an outfield beaner? She said, do you go out to... Several goes, do you go out to restaurants or movies? Why would he go, yeah, we have an outfield beaner. That doesn't make any sense. Not that Chinatown in Peoria... made any sense.
Well, you know what? I mean, he's got a habit, you know, of classing it, you know, of classifying everybody as one, like all Asians are Chinese. Maybe all Latinos are, what'd he say again?
Beaner Diener. All right, I had to ask him this, and I was a little iffy about it, but I had to ask him, Game 6 of the World Series, do you still replay in your mind that ball sailing over your head, Game 6?
I saw a few times, so it's time to let it go, you know. It's a new season, so we got to start fresh. If you want to start fresh, you don't got to put any stuff in your mind. So the main thing now is focus and go back to the playoff, you know, get ready for the season.
So, yeah, he replayed it a couple times, but now it's time to let it go. Maybe I should take that advice. All right, Grego, and then you wanted me to ask him this, and we decided, we were looking at him, like, why is he wearing number 17? One of the famous Rangers, of course, was Doc Ellis, wore number 17. So I asked Nelly Cruz, 17, any significance?
Yeah, they give it to me, and I find out it was the day of our birth, July 1st. You can put it backwards, though.
Do you know who Doc Ellis is? You ever heard that name?
Ellis? No.
He used to wear number 17 for the Rangers, and he's a pitcher, and he once threw a no-hitter while on acid.
For real?
That's a true story.
Oh, nice, Dan.
You got a lot to live up to with that 17.
I guess.
Wasn't interested, no.
He had no idea, and wasn't no part of it.
I like how he turned it around. Oh, 17? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my birthday.
7-1.
July 1st, if he turned it around.
Yeah, that's how he gives his birthday. What's your birthday? 1-7-84.
I love me some Nelly Cruz. Nelly Cruz. We got to talk to him tomorrow.
Oh, he's good. Maybe he'll ask us out to Beaner Diener or something like that.
And maybe during Sybil Stuff at 5:45, we could find out what he'd be doing if not playing baseball.
Right.
Because he had a really funny answer for that.
That's right. His secondary career, Gregor. You're going to love it. More Nelly Cruz, Sybil Stuff, 5:45. Next up, let's dive into Wits End. Speaking of dives, wait till you hear to the bar me, Sybil, and Armin wound up in last night.